Maybe insects didn't get in cottonseed, but anyway, they were, everything was wrapped in paper and then cottonseed, you know, in between. It was a big. Another thing that we started a lot of projects to make some extra money, we bought, or somebody gave us a pair of rabbits so we could grow commercial rabbits for our trade, you know. And what else?
You said something yesterday about syrup making. All right.
Well, this was our livestock business there. We just had mules and mules to pull the plows in the field, and a horse or two to drive to market and to church. And believe that we didn't even have a dog. We did have one Maltese cat, but that was the livestock. And the crops, since we, well, of course, we might have planted some cotton. I guess we probably did. I know that I remember once helping pick cotton, but we mostly grew corn and sorghum and wheat. Wheat, we grew our own wheat and carried the wheat to mill and used graham flour nearly all the time, and fed the chickens wheat along with other grains. And soybeans were just beginning to, that was a new thing that Bob decided to try, because it was good for the soil as well as good for something else. I don't know. Anyway, it was saleable. Forgotten what they did with it. Did they make oil out of it? Soybeans. It was a good crop. It was good for the soil, and we were thinking about building up the soil. He also planted crimson clover. That was a soil builder, and it was beautiful in the winter when it was in bloom. It had these lovely red blooms, and it was also a good feed. And peanuts. Oh, peanuts were a crop that we could enjoy in the winter, and it was also good for the soil and good food for us. We would stack the peanuts. That was one thing I could help do in the field. When the peanuts were ripe, he'd go along and plow them up or pull them up, and then we would go and get them and stack them on a pole and put the nuts near the pole until you get the pole stacked high, you know, and then cap it with some hay. And all those poles of hay, you know, it looked like out in the field. And later, when the peanuts were ripe, while he would, and dry, he would go and bring them to the house and pile them on the big front porch. And we'd sit out in our chairs and pull the peanuts off of the, and put them away to eat later. And usually the peanut vines were good for the stock to eat, like any other hay. Those corn, let me see. Peas, of course, were another legume crop that was good for the soil, and peas were, you could grow a lot of them for a lot of, for food.